From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the news, there are more details on the capture of Saddam Hussein. Later today on All Things Considered, you'll get the latest from Baghdad and reaction from around the world. As news of his capture blanketed the airwaves yesterday, we learned that his hiding place was what the military calls a spider hole. Here's Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, using the term yesterday.
The spider hole's entrance was camouflaged with bricks and dirt. After uncovering the spider hole, a search was conducted, and Saddam Hussein was found hiding at the bottom of the hole.
Spider hole? We asked Slate's Andy Bowers for an explainer.
A spider hole is a military term for a hole in the earth often used by an enemy for stealthy attacks. The term gained wide acceptance in this country during the Vietnam War, but it also appears in numerous American accounts of the fighting in the Pacific during World War II. Japanese defenders in places such as the Philippines were often said to be hiding in spider holes. In Vietnam, where the Viet Cong had an extensive network of tunnels, American GIs learned to dread the specter of enemy snipers popping out of the tunnels through small holes at ground level, covered with camouflaged lids. A personal webpage written by U.S. Vietnam veteran Bill McBride has this description, quote, "In a cleverly disguised spider hole, they would wait for days for boats or foot patrols. The spider holes were so well camouflaged that there are many stories of troops literally walking right over the hiding areas." McBride describes how Viet Cong soldiers would lower large clay pots into the holes and hide themselves in the pots. If the container broke, he says, the fighter might find himself sharing his space with poisonous snakes. According to Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, Saddam's spider hole was slightly more spacious. Sanchez told reporters yesterday that the former strongman's hiding place was about 6 to 8 feet deep and allowed enough room for a person to lie down. Although the origin of the term spider hole is fuzzy, it may have something to do with an arachnid commonly known as the trapdoor spider. It creates a burrow and builds a tight-fitting removable lid of silk and earth, which it covers with soil or gravel, disguising the entrance.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and thanks for spider research to the website everythingabout.net. And you can send your news-related questions to explainer@npr.org.